So this is Senator Dr. Rowe, a neurologist in Pleasanton. The clinical patient last name is MCKONE. First name is Scott, SCOTT. Date of birth is October 2, 1980. Date of service is March 7, 2023. Next day, part of a chief complaint of right leg weakness. Next work history was in administration. It's a 42-year-old male primary chief complaint of right leg weakness. So first of all, patient has a right leg weakness for the past 1 to 2 years. So first of all, it's been slowly worsening over that time. First of all, patient feel that his right leg is definitely weaker than the left leg. First of all, there's no significant numbness. Heart issues, of course, the father also had heart attack and a stroke in his whole immune system. Right leg strength is a 4+ out of 5. Right leg strength is 4+ out of 5. The last leg strength is 5 out of 5. First step up. Lateral arms are 5 out of 5. First step is forward. Next, the pair of that impression. Impression, right leg weakness, comma, progressive for the last 1 to 2 years. So first step up. Next step, I would like to obtain an MRI, comma. To evaluate for multiple sclerosis, of course, doctor. I would like to obtain a brain MRI, a cervical spine MRI, thoracic MRI. Also obtain a lumbar spine MRI as well. Okay, to evaluate for lumbar spine sclerosis, of course, doctor. Given the cost issues with the patients, insurance is coming. I will obtain the thoracic spine MRI and the lumbar spine MRI for now. Next patient. Next patient last name is Parson, P-A-R-S-O-N-S. First name is Christopher. Date of visit is March 29, 2023. Next, the patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in October 2009. Plumas, Plumas Lake, California. First up, patient was riding a motorcycle. First up, he was wearing a helmet. First up, suddenly he lost conscious. I'm sorry. Suddenly he lost control. Suddenly he lost control of the motorcycle. And then he lost consciousness. So first up, patient fell to the ground. First up, patient has sustained patient has sustained a basilar skull fracture on the left side, a subdural hematoma, subarachnoid hemorrhage. First up, a patient was evaluated in the local hospital. First up, the patient was put on medical-induced coma for 10 days. First up, the patient needed surgery of the left temporal skull. First up, a patient had a big surgery in the left temporal skull with scar tissue. So first up, next paragraph. First up, a patient also had stitches and staples. First up, a patient after the hospitalization, a patient was in the head trauma rehabilitation. First up, next paragraph. First up, a patient tells me that. A patient tells me that he currently does not have any significant symptoms from these injuries. There is a big scar come in the left temporal skull area, come which causing swelling at times. So swelling and pain at times. So first up, which causes swelling and pain at times. So first up, next paragraph. The patient is currently an active Air Force, as an aircraft maintenance. So first off, the patient tells me that these conditions are not affecting his job right now. First off, it's really